The clouds had cleared away, and moonlight spread its silvery softness across the lawn. As I stood admiring the beauty of the night, for I am particularly fond of nature, a sharp cracking sound broke the dreaming peace. It was followed in rapid succession by a second and a third. I turned. My eyes met those of Emerson.
Poachers. It's a good thing young Ramses is asleep. He'd be out that door.
Emerson, moving with panther-like quickness, was already out that door. I followed, delaying only long enough for a quick explanation.
Not poachers, Walter. Those shots came from a pistol. Stay here with Evelyn.
Hitching up my crimson flounces, I sped in pursuit of my husband. He had not gone far. I found him on the front lawn, gazing out into the darkness.
I see nothing amiss. From what direction did the sounds come?
We were unable to agree on that question. After a rather brisk discussion, in the course of which Emerson firmly negated my suggestion that we separate in order to search a wider area more quickly, we set out in the direction I had suggested, toward the rose garden and the little wilderness behind it. Though we investigated the area carefully, we found nothing out of the way, and I was about to accede to Emerson's demand that we wait until morning before pursuing the search, when the sound of a wheeled vehicle came to our ears. I pointed. That way.
It's only a farmer's wagon going to market.
At this hour? I started across the lawn toward the belt of trees that bounds our property on the north. The grass was so wet, it was impossible for me to attain my usual running speed in fragile evening shoes, and Emerson soon forged ahead, ignoring my demands that he wait for me. When I caught him up, he had passed through the gate in the brick wall, which constitutes a side entrance to the estate, and was standing still, staring down at something on the ground. Turning, he put out his arm and held me back.
Stop, Peabody! It's one of my favorite frocks. I would hate to see it ruined.
What? But there was no need to finish the question. We were on the edge of the belt of trees. A narrow track used by carts and farm vehicles ran along the side of the wall. On the beaten earth, the pool of liquid was black as ink in the moonlight, which stroked its surface with tremulous silver fingers. But the liquid was not ink. By daylight, it would be another color entirely, the same shade as my bright crimson skirts.